example of if you continue to do what your club has been able to kind of preach over the last couple of weeks that it could pay off for you?
Yeah, that was the period I was actually expecting yesterday, the first period. Like, we were off it by miles. But what you're hopeful is that the 7-8 games prior have given you enough of a template that you know where to go. So our gaps were so far off, and it was the bench, right? It wasn't one guy had a tough first. So even before, you know, the Beaulieu fight and then the shorthanded goal, the first shifts off the bench were right. We weren't getting hung up. We got in. We got a little physical. So in order to do that, your legs have to go. So I thought right from the drop of the puck in the second period, we looked like the team we've been.
Were you more impressed by the caught pass on the shorthanded goal or the persistence to get the game winner?
Well, you know what? He would be, you know, almost prototypical of my first answer. He's played so darn well in this stretch of hockey. In the first period, you know, he wouldn't like it. And then he found a way to get back. A lot of times you have a tough period or your hands aren't there. But he made, you know, an incredible pass on that goal, and then a great goal on the finisher. And right straight from the start of the second on, he was pretty dominant again.
Paul, there's obviously lots of debate about the place of fighting in hockey and what its value is. But when you see Nathan Beaulieu go out second straight day, he does that. And then he's pretty fired up as he skates away the bench. You can see him telling guys, let's go, that sort of thing. Do you feel that had an effect on the
team? Sure it did. There's not staged. I mean, everything else that's kind of happened here since the break has been kind of spontaneous with the right amount of energy, but we were short of it. And that altercation wasn't going to hurt us by any means. He's a veteran guy, so he didn't mind when it happened. You know, it was if you're – we don't got a lot of majors here. We're not a team full of tough guys by any means, but we've played with the right amount of energy that could happen in a game.
Blake mentioned that, you know, someone like Beaulieu is one of the best teammates, one of the better teammates
yeah.
he's played with. So is that, when you talk about leadership that can come in many forms, is that an example of a guy kind of putting the team on his back in a way?
It's an example of our season. He had a very, very... he had a very, very difficult start to training camp, a bit of a tragedy off ice for him that really set him back, and then he breaks three bones. This is a guy who's in his contract year, and he breaks some blocking shots. So it's not just Bo's a great guy, and they're cheering for him. Bo's a hell of a year. I mean, he's had a tough, tough year, but he's in the locker room firing guys up. Can't wait to get out, did everything he could to get back out and be right when he came out back in line. So he's got a great amount of respect from the players and well-earned.
And just last one on that, but when then he's fighting, a guy who might be a little gun-shy given that he's had broken bones multiple times this
yeah.
year, he's putting the team, I guess, in,
right.
in ahead of any person.
Very aware of every time he blocks a shot, he doesn't get out of the lane. He'd have every right to. If he did, nobody's going to beef him for missing a shot block, but he doesn't. And, I'm happy for him because maybe he doesn't hit the score sheet that often, but he had a big impact tonight.
Paul, going back to Kopp, has he generated a little bit different offense from the center ice position? What do you see from him since
I think all players will tell you that. They touch the puck more in the middle of the ice, and they can take it either way, so they also have a better opportunity for a clean net drive. They don't get finished on the way up the ice, usually on hard rims or strong side chips. The winger disappears on the play. So, you know what? He's just a guy that is a really passionate hockey player. You look at his prep, his physical conditioning, his studying of the game. He's wired in every night. And the question is, defensive game's impeccable. How much offense would he be able to generate? I think what he's done is he worked on his offensive game. He's worked on his hands. He's got confidence in it now. So playing in the middle, I think for most guys, they all would rather because they just touch the puck more.
You talk about preparation. I mean, he mentions that one of the scouting reports is that the defensemen slide a lot. I mean, what does that say about his preparation?
He watches the video, right? And he processes all of it. So that concept of Chicago D slide is about 6 years old. It'd been on our video reports for years and years. I don't even know if I put it on here. We do it so much that we don't even bother anymore. You know they're going down on a 2-on-1. He doesn't miss any of it, right? He processes every clip and he understands the game that well.
Coach, when the game is like way off, like it was in the first night, and there's frustration, or when it starts to run really hot with a lot of emotion, could you speak to the difficulty of sort of keeping your wits about you? Because Wheeler, to me, struck me tonight as someone who, you know, stayed in the middle and didn't lose his mind, despite all the things that were happening to him in particular.
Right. That takes experience. You have to have been through it enough times to recognize it's while it's happening. From the behind the bench point of view, it's the entire group for a period, and you've been kind of waiting for that period. So now that you've dealt with it, can you move past it? Can you? And then what Blake, even though he plays as hard as he can, then somehow he finds another level of intensity. What he doesn't do is run all over the ice, right? He's not trying to cover three guys, so he keeps it within the game and in the structure, and pretty vocal about that on the bench too. Yes.
Was that a possession driving line?
That's where I was going. That's where I was going down. I got to make a change at that point. And I want to keep Scheif off Taves. But I need a line to play there. So I was going to that, draw a penalty, score a goal. Then I went back. Right? We're not chasing the game anymore. So that was just... I wanted to get through to the first TV timeout. Thought about it after the second, but I would wait till the first TV timeout. Didn't mind the way we were playing, so somewhat hesitant. Didn't want to change it, but we got to the minute mark on the clock that I thought I had to make that change.